Today, we have learned that where the Cardinals are concerned, one is a man of integrity, while the other would turncoat for the right price. It's true, they don't always agree on everything. Here's more, Gatos and Chad.
Not my team. So, and remember, I come from a state and a city where my team's betrayed me on numerous occasions.
In California.
So for me to sell
tickets,
right. Hey, they bailed on me.
So one of the big things we talked about today, Cardinals, Packers, I had tickets, right? A season ticket holder. I had a guy say, listen, I'll give you $3,000 for him. We went around and we said, do we sell the tickets to Packers fans? These two people wanted the tickets. And at the end, I said, no, I will not sell it to green people.
Well, good for you.
Sounds like racism.
Good for you.
It's not racism.
It is. You do not like green people.
I don't like green.
Pablo, that's racism. Steve, it's racism. Guys, yes or no?
Well,
yeah, they're just saying yes. So, racism.
So be it. I hate green people. How about that? All right. One of the other things we've kind of been discussing today is costumes you shouldn't wear for Halloween. So we've got a 12-year-old boy. He wants to be Elsa. Okay.
Can't.
His parents are like, well, I don't know about that. Chad, you brought up a very good point.
Let me tell them, let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Why?
Because a few years from now, someone will see the picture, yeah, and they'll say, you mock trans people or
there
somebody like that.
Bingo. That's what people are saying. So a boy cannot be a girl for Halloween. The boy wants to be Elsa. The parents are trying to figure out if that's right or if it's wrong. I've got a whole list of, we know blackface, okay? Well, actually, we don't. There are actually people that still do this. I knew somebody who did this for Halloween. I had to make a phone call to her and say, by the way, you might want to take that picture off of Facebook. Well, why? Because you're in blackface. Yeah, but, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I probably shouldn't talk to you anymore.
Look, when Jack was little, he used to play Army guy, you know? And he wanted the green and black, and he wanted to look like he was Army guy.
Yeah.
We got him a little
Teagues,
gully suit.
Yeah,
that's not blackface. If you're going as somebody who is black, that
don't.
Is bad.
Don't
do it. Remember, Uncle Chad's gift to you guys this Halloween season is look at the thing. And then look and think to yourself.
Look at the costume.
I'm going to take a picture, and my son or daughter in 8 or 10 years is going to have this picture somewhere.
Yeah.
And then somebody's going to say, I'm going to store that up. And then my son or daughter is going to win an award or get a big job offer. And then somebody who didn't like them in high school is going to release it. And
yep.
They're going to say,
yep,
you don't like polar bears because you were a polar bear or something like that. You hate climate change. So.
Can you imagine?
That's what I'm going for this year.
You going for climate change?
I'm
going
to come this year in Halloween as climate change.
And how is that? What are you going to wear?
I don't know. Well, we've got to figure that out.
You're going to be like a melting ice cap or
That'd
something
be
like that?
With a little polar bear on me.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, God, it's getting horrible over here, kids.
Things you can't be for a Halloween anymore. Also on this list is you cannot be the COVID pandemic.
Oh, God, they take away everything. Now, could I be the Spanish flu?
What
if I showed up and said, hello, everyone?
Yeah.
I am the Spanish flu.
Like you can be a doctor or a nurse or all that. Don't be, I don't know how to explain this. The ball, the
With
COVID
the little
ball.
Thing sticking out?
Yeah, don't be that.
Okay.
They say you can't be that.
Now, India, this past year, do you guys remember their little police guys driving around on their mopeds? And they had the helmet, and the helmet was the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah. By the way, hilarious. Can I go as the Ebola virus?
Probably.
Is that okay? What politically correct virus can you go as?
All right. So on the list, what have we already mentioned?
You can't dress as the opposite sex.
You can't dress as the opposite sex.
Can't go as the coronavirus.
No. Well, blackface is... I mean, it's amazing
Absolutely,
we have
yeah.
to tell
yeah.
people
yeah.
don't do that.
Yeah.
Here's another one. A cop. You're not allowed to be a cop now?
No, not in the day and age
Come
of
on.
Black Lives Matter, defund police, because somebody's going to say, you think all lives matter and that you're a racist. Because you don't, look how absurd it is now.
Mm.
Look how absurd it is now. You can't have a conversation about anything in today's world. Look how, firemen, maybe you can get away with that, right?
You can get away with that.
You know, you would like to think so.
Yeah. You should be, and if you're a cop, if you're dressed in a cop and you come to my house, I'm giving you candy. If you're dressed as, The COVID, I'm probably not going to give you any candy. I'm so tired of that.
You do that, I'll give you.
How about
all the
Native
candy
American? We did that when we were kids. You can't do that anymore.
Can't do that. Cannot do that again.
Mm-mm.
We did that as kids. We dressed up as cowboys and Indians.
Can't do that. No. Can you be a cowboy today?
You maybe.
Right.
But you can't bring a gun. You can't have a toy gun.
But can you be Brokeback Mountain?
No. Probably
I don't
not.
Know what kind of cowboy costume. Yeah.
And we also learned today that somewhere you can't be Indiana Jones with a whip.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things you can't be.
Why can't you be Indiana Jones? Because a whip has
because it's a weapon.
So what?
You're not supposed to.
And
have
then
weapons.
Somebody's going to say it's a weapon, and all it takes is a little. You just your best bet is to tell the kids to sit there, go buy all the candy you can, and say, "Look, wokeness has ruined Halloween. Just deal with the fact that these people are insane. Eventually, their comeuppance will happen because somebody's going to find a picture of them dressed as a little Native American, and they're going to throw themselves on the god of white privilege and ask for forgiveness."
Can you be Aaron Rodgers for Halloween? Because I'd find that disrespectful if you live in Arizona, especially since we're going to beat up on the Packers. Like if you show up at my house with Aaron Rodgers and you're 6 years old, I don't know. I might do something awful.
Are you going to be miserable?
What do you mean?
Because he's always miserable.
Right? He is. He's always miserable.
Right. Yeah, guys,
hey, you want to go as a miserable person?
Going to go. Everything's going to be fine. Just be relax. Fine. This just is my fine. Girlfriend, okay. Whatever her name is. She's also miserable like me.
Hey, did you say you can't go as a mermaid? Why can't you go as a mermaid?
Yeah, there was that person who identified as a queen mermaid.
Oh, stop it.
You think I'm kidding?
Yeah.
No, totally not.
You're not kidding.
No.
Someone identified as a
yes,
mermaid.
Yes, at one of those crazy... Oh, yeah. I will find it for you guys. It's hilarious.
Please don't.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I got the sound somewhere, too. It's spectacular.
Here's another one you can't do. A zombie version of a recently deceased celebrity.
No.
I don't know who that would
so
be.
So wait, hold on a second. If you go as a little Alex Trebek...
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious. You would go to the kid and you go, what is October 31st? And you're like, trick or treating. That is the right answer. What is trick or treating?
Oh, yeah, that's perfect.
That would
exactly.
be hilarious.
It would be.
Goodness me.
That's a no. What else is on this list? Oh, goodness. I think it's about it.
You just can't. Well, the whole thing
is. You can't do anything.
You can't. The goal is to make sure that you're miserable. That's
right.
Their goal.
Yeah, can't have fun.
Because they're miserable. They want to make sure you're miserable.
Right. All right. So, bottom line on Elsa.
You know what I'm going to go as?
What?
What?
I'm going to go as somebody who lives in one of those Hallmark movies for Christmas.
You love the Hallmark
movies. Yeah.
Started on Friday.
Did you watch it?
Heck yeah. DVRing those things all day long.
All you have to be is pick out one actress or actor and be that same person because they're in all of them.
Look at him, the tough guy with all the tattoos.
I love it. By the way,
and he loves the Hallmark movies.
I love that. I want to live there. I don't know where Evergreen is in whatever weird state it's in, but I want to live there. Or they always come up with the king or the queen who lives in some faraway land that apparently is only Christmas land.
And everybody who lives there always has a lovely bright red pickup truck.
And a British accent. Yes, of course.
I think I'm going to go as the number 8. The amount of wins the Cardinals will have next weekend.
You keep thinking that.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm telling you right now.
Hey, here's a question for you. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play.
Well, he'll play.
What if he's got to go into the COVID thing?
Well, they have an outbreak of COVID,
yeah,
apparently.
So if that happens, does that diminish the game even if they win? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
He's still got to win the game, but it's not the same.
It's not the same.
No.
No.
All right. Let's see. Coming up next.
Coming up.
What would you do?
For a Klondike bar.
If you went to the stadium, right, in Glendale, and Kyler Murray scored a touchdown, went over to you in the front row, and handed you $500,000. We'll talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, text the word CARDS, CARDS, to 411-923. Register your name. You could possibly participate in the Gatos and Chad Cardinals giveaway this
Wednesday.
Which
is always fun, because that's what we do. And if you guys miss any of the amazing, incredible show that is also amazing and incredible all the time, it's Gatos and Chad Show podcast, available iTunes, Android. Never miss any of it. Brought to you this week by Plumbing Master.
So, a fan at an NFL game was handed $500,000. mean, that never happens. We'll tell you how it happened in a second, but I want to go around the room. If you were handed 500 grand, what would you buy? Because this guy who was just sitting in the front row and was handed all this money, I wonder what he would... Chad, what would you buy with 500K?
Now, are you paying... Can you pay off stuff?
You could do whatever you want.
You know, when I'm paying off the house and I'm, and my lizards are going to live in a zoo environment even greater than the zoos will have.
Top notch.
Beyond top notch.
500 grand.
500 grand.
Becky Lynn, 500 grand.
You know, he's got a pretty good idea. I'd pay off the house, and if I had any some left over, I'd buy another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
Somebody's going to go, but Chad, won't you take care of your kids? Trust me, my kids are fine.
They're fine. Yeah. The wise man, Steve Zinsmeister, what do you got? 500 grand.
Baseball, season tickets.
You're going to buy a baseball?
Just not in this city, probably.
But. You're going to buy season tickets, but that's not going to cost you 500 grand.
No, I mean, it's the
why
first
don't you buy, like,
buy.
Why don't you buy 2% of a team?
Because that does not buy any 2%.
I don't think I don't think I would get it.
All right, so you'd go season tickets for life.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I invest it all in Bitcoin.
Pablo, 500 grand.
I'm a good son, so I pay off my mom's house.
There
and
you
the rest
go.
Of it. I would put on the studio time, maybe make a reggaeton album or a corridos album, become an artist.
Pablo's the only one thinking of other people. That's all I got to say. He's the only one thinking of other people.
You never told us what you were doing with it.
I'd buy a condo in Rocky Point.
Yeah, there you go. Thinking of other people.
Everybody wanted a house.
Thinking of me.
How about that? Yeah.
Thinking of me. So here's what happened. You ready? So it's the Tampa Bay Bucks game. Tom Brady throws a touchdown pass.
He tends to do.
Yeah, every quarter, right? Every 5 seconds. He throws it to Mike Evans, who thankfully is on my fantasy team and caught three of them yesterday. Evans.
That's a really bad football team.
Took the ball, gave it to a fan, which is what he always does.
Yeah.
What he didn't realize is that he gave the ball that was what? the How many was it? I already lost track. 400 or 600?
600. This was 600.
So Tom Brady's receiver gave the ball that he caught. It was Tom Brady's 600th touchdown pass to a random fan.
Yeah.
And the random fan is sitting there. He knows what it is. He's got to know.
Yeah.
They're saying it on the loudspeaker. Tom Brady is now 600 touchdown pass. He's holding he's holding gold.
Yeah.
So what happened next?
Well, he goes over and he looks. It's funny because you see him sitting there and everybody's, you know, and then somebody says something. He's sitting on the bench and he's like, oh my God, I gave that football away. What? And they realize this ball's worth something.
Yeah.
So they send one of like the equipment manager guys over. Hey, go see what you can give this guy and see if you can kind of, you know, do something and get the ball back.
And they figured the ball is worth 500,000.
Yeah, well, to him, as Brady says.
That's pretty cool. He's going to get something nice in return. So we'll get him a helmet or a couple jerseys or some other stuff. So it was really cool of him to do that.
Yeah, but 500 grand is not a couple jerseys.
No.
It's not a helmet. It's none of those things. But $1,000 to the gift shop was one of the things they offered him.
Oh, jeez.
They always get you at the gift shop.
Yeah. So when this happened on TV, I think it was Nance and
Tony Romo.
They went to their sideline reporter and they said basically, hey, what was the deal? And they said the deal. And they went back to Nance and Tony Romo. They go, that guy got ripped off. That's a brutal deal.
He got ripped off.
First thing out of their mouth, that guy got ripped off.
Totally
brutal deal.
Ripped off.
If you are handed Tom Brady's 600th touchdown ball, what you do is you tuck it in and you run like hell to your car.
Like hell.
Right?
You don't even tell anybody.
No.
You just pretend like you're
run.
Going to the bathroom. You're high-fiving. You tell your wife, follow me up. You tell your friends, dude, I'm taking off. You guys don't even know me. High-five. And, well, I got it. And just take off.
You run.
And you bounce. And you bounce. Bruce Arians talked about it as well.
You had to go get that guy 2 jerseys to get that ball back.
Was that the ending for that?
Yeah. I was like, either get 2 of Tom's, but you need to get that ball back for him. He said, does he really want that ball? I said, I'm betting he wants that ball.
Yeah,
that guy was set for life.
He was.
And now he's going to have basically...
Do you know how many trailers that could have bought him in Florida?
Even Cliff Kingsbury was asked the question.
It's Tom Brady's 600 touchdown pass. Then they want it back. Are you giving it back?
If it's really worth $500,000, no.
No, that's what I said. No.
He's got plenty of money. I mean, he better ante up like a Lamborghini or something.
Okay, what are you thinking here?
Like a real expensive watch and car, like a combination.
Yeah.
Like Tom Brady should have a Lamborghini parked in this guy's spot.
Yeah. You know.
parked in this
Actually,
guy's driveway.
Actually, you know what I would say? I would go over to Mike Evans and say, Mike, you need to go figure out what kind of deal that you need to make to get that ball back.
The wide receiver,
I didn't throw it up there. You did. Go figure it out. And if you've got to go buy him a couple Rolexes.
You do it.
Or you go do it.
The guy threw $500,000 away.
Yeah.
And he made $1,000.
And everybody's making fun of him today.
To a team. Everybody should make fun of him today.
That was not
a
wise
bad
financial
business
decision. What if you go to go get your next job? And they're like, Jim, I don't know if we could trust you with money because you gave $500,000 away at the last time I saw you on TV, you idiot.
All right. We're ready.
Oh, my God. Wait, what?
Pablo.
Pablo.
Open up the phones.
Pop quiz.
Pop quiz. True, Pop false quiz! Questions about the day's news. 277-5827. 277-5827.
Pop quiz.
We've got great prizes, by the way. All you have to do is get five in a row. True, false questions about the day's news. Pop quiz 277-KTAR is next.
The Gatos and Chad Show.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
That's right. Never miss any of the awesome action. It's simple and easy. Gatos and Chad Show podcast, iPhone, Android. Check out the podcast. Brought to you this week by Plumbing Masters.
All right, here's how we play Pop Quiz. Play Pop Quiz to end the show. True, false questions about the day's news. Hopefully you've been listening. We give you a quiz. If you get five correct answers, Chad Benson will give you a prize. If you stumble, you might be dead to me.
You might.
277-KTAR, 277-5827. Let's play Pop Quiz.
Let's do it.
All right, Chad, who's first?
All right, let's go with Anthony in Glendale.
All right, Anthony, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Let's do it.
The Arizona Cardinals are 7-0. True or false?
True.
It is true. They are the only undefeated team in the NFL. True or false?
True.
It is true. The Packers will host the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football. True or false?
False.
It is false. Chad, he's got three in a row.
Three in a row.
Green Bay is 5-2 on the season. True or false?
True.
You're dead to me.
Oh, Anthony, so close.
Here, 6-1. 6-1.
All right. Maria in Phoenix, you're live.
All right, Maria, you ready to play?
Yo, yo, yo!
Yo, yo, yo! Shout out to the world! Woo-hoo!
All right. Maria, here we go. Gatos has season tickets to the Cardinals games. True or false?
Boom.
You're dead to me.
Maria, woo, 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 bye. And she was, you should have been like, yo, 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 you're dead to me. Brandon and Chandler, what's happening?
All right, Brandon, you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Yo.
Right, here we go.
I am.
All right. I'm going to sell my tickets to Packers fans, true or false, to make a big profit.
False.
It is false. I've decided not to do that. I am a Cardinals fan. A Valley woman was attacked by a javelina. True or false?
True.
It is true. He's got two in a row. Javelinas are basically rodents. True or false?
False.
No, right, you're
actually,
dead to me.
That's...
Is that right?
That is right.
Well, they're I thought they were rodents.
They're, I mean...
You're going to give them a pass.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a pass.
Okay, no. What are they?
They're a separate family all to themselves, but they're gross. That's all
okay.
You need to
know. Okay, all right. So we'll give them three in a row.
Three
all
a
right,
row.
Listen. A javelina's top speed is 35 miles per hour. True or false?
That is false.
Ah, you're dead to me.
Oh, my Lord.
It is
Could
true.
You imagine that?
I can't believe that.
Well, I don't think they're not long distance runners, right?
Is like that this, so?
Yeah, so they're coming fast.
35 miles an hour.
That's quick. That's quick. Oliver and Mesa.
Oliver, are you ready to play Pop Quiz?
Let it go.
Let it go.
I'm glad you said that because a man's young son wants to dress up as Elsa from Frozen for Halloween. True or false?
That's true. I listened to it earlier.
It is true.
You know, it'd be funny if it's his little friend who happened to be black, dressed up like Chappelle, and then they could fight the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no. Somebody's getting canceled.
Not me.
Tom Brady's receiver Probably. Gave his 600th touchdown ball to a random fan. True or false?
False.
You're dead to me.
Oh, my Lord.
It's absolutely true.
John in Surprise. Surprise.
Yes, I'm ready.
Woo-hoo. All right, here we go. That fan ended up selling the football for $500,000. True or false?
That is false.
It is false. The fan got a stinking $1,000 gift card to the team store. True or false?
That is true.
It is true. Two in a row. Governor Doug Ducey announces $3.5 million to help small businesses in the state of Arizona. True or false?
Oh, true.
It is true. She's got three in a row.
Woo!
Three in a row. Two more.
Okay.
The vice president, Kamala Harris, has been benched. Apparently, she will appear less and less with Joe Biden, says the White House. True or false?
False.
Oh, you're dead to me. That was an easy one. It's absolutely true.
Bob and Peoria.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Bob?
Guess what I saw in the spirit store?
What?
The Q-on Shaman costume.
No way.
Yeah.
The QAnon Shaman? The person that is your cousin who is still in jail? He's in jail, right?
Yeah.
He stormed the Capitol. There's a costume of him?
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. You got to take a picture and send it to us.
I will.
All right. Are you ready to play pop?
They were going fast.
Jeez. You ready to play pop quiz?
Yes, I am. I'm going to win this time.
All right. The White House will make reentry more challenging for unvaccinated U.S. citizens. True or false?
That is true.
It is true. To return inside the United States, you must test negative for COVID one day before coming back. True or false?
That would be true.
It is true. He's got two in a row. The number 10 movie on Chad Benson's scariest list of films is The Conjuring. True or false?
That's true.
It is true. Is that three?
Three.
Okay. Fauci lied about giving money to a Wuhan lab to study coronavirus. Is true or false?
That's false.
Oh, you're dead to me. And that is pop quiz.
That's pop quiz. By the way, I'm looking at some of the other costumes that are, you know what's a big seller right now?
Do you actually see the QAnon Shaman?
Hand sanitizer. Somebody going his hands, they walk around plastic, it says hand sanitizer.
I like it.
But QAnon, you see,
where
Jacob
is it?
They're just saying, the QAnon Shaman Jacob Chansley horned outfit is a big seller, as well as, do you remember the weird thing that Kim Kardashian wore to the Met Gala where it's all in black and you couldn't see her? Oh, my God.
Oh, do I?
Oh, that was hilarious.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
That was hilarious.
The QAnon Shaman from Arizona has a costume for Halloween. Goodness gracious. Mother of all creatures, big and small. I can't believe it.
Hey, remember, text 411-923. You text CARTS. Your chance to win tickets. Wednesday, we're doing something big, so you better text.
Cardinals Green Bay game. We'll give you a pair of tickets. See you tomorrow, man.
Yeah.